Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Households receiving SNAP benefits saw an additional boost of at least $95 per month during the pandemic. That's because Congress put a temporary provision in place to help those folks manage the hardships brought on by COVID-19. And now, after about 3 years, that increase is set to end this month. That means some recipients will have less money for food that's now priced higher than it was before the pandemic. To give us an idea of how this loss of additional benefits could impact local communities, we have with us today Juan Camilo Saavedra. He's the director of food and nutrition at La Colaborativa, a social services organization focused on empowering Hispanic and Latino immigrants in Chelsea. Juan Camilo, how's it going?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I'm so glad you're here with us. So La Colaborativa covers a really extensive body of needs in Chelsea: housing, immigration concerns, job needs. But I'd love to hear about the food program you lead.
Absolutely. So La Colaborativa's food and nutrition program, starting during the pandemic, when people were losing their jobs and we started collecting donations, we realized that food was in high need. And we saw lines forming up around the blocks, around the city, just to get a couple groceries. 3 years later, this program has become a part of the strategy and the objective of the organization. And right now we do food relief through a pantry that operates two times a week, Wednesdays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We collect donations, we rescue food around the state, and we make sure that those days people get vegetables, fruits, rice, beans, dairy, eggs, meat, diapers as well. Right now we're serving approximately from 2,000 to 3,000 people every week.
Well, Juan Camilo, we wanted to talk with you because during the pandemic, households that received benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, got at least a $95 boost to their benefits. And the final payment for these additional benefits drops March 2nd. So tell me, what crossed your mind when you learned about this?
What crossed my mind? It's going to be a very difficult impact on people's livelihoods. Different from other countries in the U.S., you need income for almost everything. Everything is very expensive, and especially food. Mm-hmm. People are using those benefits for things they actually need. No, they're not misusing those dollars for things that people might think
People are not leaving their jobs just to get money. People are actually using that money to buy nutritious food. So $95 is huge. It's huge. It's a lot of money for the people, the working class people, immigrant families of the city of Chelsea. This reduced benefits is going to be felt in the city greatly. Our lines in the pantries are getting longer. New faces are coming up to the line. And we're trying to get ready for that. No, we know that this is going to be a devastating impact to the community, to people who are already struggling. No, so $95 less might mean nothing to some just across the Tobin Bridge. But here in Chelsea, it means a lot.
And just to be clear, you don't require people to have SNAP in order to receive food from La Colaborativa, right?
No, our pantry is an open concept pantry. We don't ask any questions. You don't have to show any papers. It doesn't matter if you live in Chelsea or not. We actually get people from Lynn, Everett, Revere, people from Malden, people from Boston who come and drive up to Chelsea to get our services. And this is a reflection of the quality of the food that we're serving. We're also making sure that the food that we are giving out is culturally sensitive to our 80 or 90% more plus of residents who are actually Latino. So plantains, yucas, frijoles negros, beans, black beans. We make sure that there's chilies. We're also trying to partner up with local farms that are willing to grow foods that we cannot store or foods that we cannot get, especially herbs. Even people from New Hampshire are driving up to come to La Colaborativa's pantry, you know. Mm-hmm. We would love to be able to serve everyone, but as you know, it's impossible. And so we also understand that we need to maximize the amount of people who are eligible to SNAP.
In a typical day, how many people would you say La Colaborativa signs up for SNAP?
In a typical day, I would estimate between 10 to 12 individuals. So right now we've been doing outreach through door knocking with our team of promotores to inform people about the reduced benefits of SNAP, but also informing people that are eligible to come to our offices and apply. We have a triage or SNAP specialist who assist these families and individuals. Just to give you an example, yesterday I was covering the front office for an hour, and that hour we had four people coming in to ask about SNAP.
And you're also telling folks that the additional SNAP benefit is ending soon, right? What have the reactions been like?
Well, people are scared. People worry. They're already having a hard time getting income to their households. Families have to work 2-3 jobs to be able to get enough money to pay their bills and to get food. And so people get worried. People get stressed out. First reaction would be just disappointed. And so it's going to make things difficult. Wages are stagnant comparing to the increase of prices of food, rent. The economy is actually not working for those who are working very, very hard. It's only working for very few.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from La Colaborativa.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie, and I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
And we're back. You mentioned inflation. Can you talk to me about what kind of impact has inflation had on your work?
Just the amount of people who come into the office. I think that we already see a lot of cases. We saw the same problems before COVID. During COVID, went crazy. Just the amount of people that need help increases every single week, every single day. And so I think that's the effect that we see from the rising prices of the economy in different areas, no?
And now you're coming up on the end of the COVID SNAP benefits. So how are you preparing La Colaborativa for that?
To prepare for the reduced SNAP benefits, what we're trying to do is that we're connecting with new donors. We're reaching out to supermarkets around the area and around the city of Boston, ensuring that we rescue food in good condition to be donated to folks who need it. So that's number one. Number two is that we've been hiring promotores. These are people from the community who get trained at La Colaborativa about the services that we provide. And right now, due to this news about the reduced SNAP benefits, they're going out to the community, knocking on neighbors' doors and informing them about this news and about what they can do to maybe get additional benefits or maximize the benefits that they are eligible to receive. We're also advocating to making sure that SNAP benefits are expanded to people who are not eligible. You know, there's a big discussion at national level about should undocumented immigrants receive federal assistance on food. And number three, our other strategy is to make sure that we have a trained specialist who is able to register and help people with their applications. So those are our main strategies to get ready for this new wave of people who we know are going to come to the office.
With this end to additional pandemic SNAP benefits, as well as other economic pressures we're all experiencing right now, do you have any concerns about not being able to feed all the people who come to you for help?
No, we will make it happen. I think that's what we do and what we do best. We're innovative and we are going to reach out as much as possible to our connections and donors. But we are worried that families are going to feel stress in able to get enough income, not just for food, but for other necessities as well. Rent, paying the bills, gas, transportation. Right now, we're able to serve the people who come to our pantry as best as possible. So it's going to take a lot more work, and we know that the lines are going to get longer. But we believe in the team we have. We believe in the strategies that we have, and we're going to make it happen.
Understood. For our listeners, how can people offer their support?
First of all, following us on social media gets to get informed of who we are and what we do. Facebook Live is the way we communicate to the community. So if people are interested in seeing how we network and create network in the community, Facebook will be the best social media platform. Instagram as well. We are very active through that. And visiting our webpage, lacolorativa.org, I think that would be a way to get informed. Obviously, the next step would be to donate if possible. We have two amazing leaders, Gladys and Dini. Both have been in contact with a network of donors and partnerships. We're also trying to get grants. So if people believe in the services we do, if people, you know, understand how important this cause is to these families, but not just to these families, to the whole city and to the whole country. And people understand that if you leave Boston, cross the bridge in Chelsea, this is the reality of Chelsea, and have a sense of regional solidarity. We greatly appreciate donations, in-kind donations. Right now we are, for example, during the winter, we're collecting coats, clothes, we're collecting baby items, diapers, food. And so all of this is very welcome, and we take great pride in making sure that those items that we get to those who actually really, really need it.
Understood. Well, with that, Juan Camilo, thank you so very much for talking with us. We really appreciate it. Thank you. That's Juan Camilo Saavedra, Director of Food and Nutrition for La Colaborativa. And that is our show. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at WBURTheCommon, or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. We would absolutely love to hear from you. I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.